Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, what is up, It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. We're talking about the dead raccoon today. The dead raccoon. How about that for motivation? Talking about the dead raccoon. What's that mean? Well, we'll get into it. Hey, couple things. Number one, would you please leave a rating on iTunes for the Everyday Saturday podcast? I would greatly appreciate it. It helps amazing people like you find the show. Hey, you left a rating. Wow, somebody else must listen to the show. It must be a pretty good show. Let's do it. Let's listen. So leave a rating, would you please? And make sure also, obviously, you're subscribed to the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. So you're notified as soon as we come out with a new one. We being me. I'm a one-man gang in the Kia Forte, podcasting from the Natte. There's a dead raccoon on the road out front of my house, and I'm a little bit perplexed. I got to Google it. I thought somebody told me raccoons were really smart. Did you hear that, or did I do? I don't know. Maybe I dreamt it. I don't know. I thought they were. Obviously, they're not, because Saturday night, young man by the name we like to go by Rocky Raccoon, met his demise in the middle of the evening. Had to have been any time between 11 at night and maybe 5 in the morning. The old Rockster tried crossing the road, didn't quite make it to the other side, and became road pizza out in front of the Crowley compound. Now, we live on a rather busy street. Busy meaning there's not a stop sign or a red light for about a mile. So you can imagine it's a 35-mile-an-hour zone. But when my wife and I sit on the front porch, we've been clocking people. Clocking meaning I put my finger up in the gun position and I just say, oh, he's going 60. Oh, she's going 90. Yeah, that type of stuff. They go a lot faster than 35. So the likelihood at 3 in the morning of a car going 50 mile an hour on the old country road and Rocky trying to cross, slim to none, and Slim just left town. So what's this got to do with you and your dream and all things entrepreneurship? Well, let me help you out a little bit there. This is the way I see it. I try to find a story in everything. So I got a dead raccoon in front of my house Sunday. He gets cleaned up, which I didn't know they cleaned up the dead carcasses on the weekend. Somebody got him out of the way Sunday night. Wouldn't you know, I go to take Ginger and Lucy, the Everyday Saturday Border Collies, to the vet for their annual checkup yesterday at 11 a.m. And there's a new dead raccoon on the road. I mean, are you kidding me? Now, here's the thing, okay? If one of your buddies goes out and meets his demise and can't make it across the street and you find that out, I'm assuming they all kind of keep in contact with each other, would you not be a little more careful? Would you think or maybe look, you know, with those black circles around your eyes, kind of look to the right, to the left, and make sure there's nothing coming? Nope. I don't know what this guy's name was. Call him Ricky. All right, Ricky gets out there. Heck, it might even been a female. I guess I shouldn't have just a one-gender show. But I'm using Rocky and Ricky today on the Everyday Saturday podcast. And Ricky didn't make it across the road. How could he not make it when he saw what happened to Rocky? And that's what we do as entrepreneurs. We go out and we see individuals doing the wrong thing. You're doing the wrong thing. Whatever that wrong thing is. You know what that wrong thing was for me? I used to see people get slaughtered and become roadkill on the corporate highway. They would go out, they'd get that J-O-B. They'd jump out of bed, the journey that broke, the jump out of just over broke. I said it so fast I could say. I said that 8,000 times in 15 years. Jump out of bed, the journey that broke, the just over broke. And they get out, they get that piece of paper from their favorite higher education university. They go out into that cubicle life at 22, love it, and I recommend everybody do it. I told my kids, oh, you're getting a job. Oh, you're not working in daddy's business just yet. You need to see how it all works because you're either going to love it or you're going to absolutely hate it and you're never going to want to do it again. But you might be part of the 20% who absolutely loves what you do. I don't want to stop you from that. And look, in all seriousness, everybody should go get a job. My kids, the minute they're legal to work at 16, they're working. My daughter Madeline had a job at Panera Bread. Then she had a job at Walgreens. Then she went off to college. She comes back. She's got another job. My kids are working. I want them to feel what it's like to be a part of a team. You got to understand what that's like. You can't just, life isn't about you. You. And so you need to be there, you know, and not be the weakest link on that team. So, yeah, all the leadership quotes come out when my kids turn 16. My daughter Laura is going to be 16 in August. She's getting a job. Heck yeah. Who's paying her car insurance when she gets the license? Hey, Papa ain't about that life. So when people go out into the workforce, they know, they see the men and the women that are 50 years old, they aging like a president, okay? And here they are, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 22. You know, you need very little sleep. You got all this energy. You're ready to take on the world. You want to be the CEO. But then you're looking. You know, you see, especially if you're in sales. And if you're in sales and you've never seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross with Alec Baldwin and Al Pacino and Jack Lemmon, you have got to. Jack Lemmon playing Shelley Levine, the guy should have won an Oscar because he is every old salesperson that's ever lived. If you, Shelley Levine, I need the leads. I need the lead. I need the good leads. Everybody needs the good leads. So check out Glengarry Glen Ross, best sale, one of the best. I shouldn't say it, so it's a lot of great movie. Boiler Room's a great movie on sales. Wall Street, I just love Wall Street. Anyway. So when you get back to it, you look at people that come into the workforce, they want to take on the world, change the world, become a CEO. You don't want to talk them out of that, but they see people, they can see ahead 20, 25 years, people that are staying in it. They don't love it. They're only in it for the gold watch. They're only in it for the retirement, the 401k, the health insurance, the dental insurance. They're not in it because they love it. And yet they go down that same exact path of doing exactly what Rocky did. Rocky went into the workforce. Rocky thought he was going to change everybody, that he was going to be the positive influence in there. Rocky thought that he was going to cut through all that corporate red tape. And guess what Rocky had? He met his demise trying to cross that corporate highway. Don't be like Rocky. So as I gather out and gander about, as I walk the Crawley compound, by the way, it's been raining. I'm ready to build an ark here in Cincinnati as of today. It's been raining 2 days straight. I'm going running. This has nothing to do with today's podcast, just 30-minute rant on my part. I'm going running in a downpour. I don't care. I've been running nonstop for the past 8 days. I'm feeling pretty svelte, feeling pretty good after they get those triglyceride levels down. I'm running in the rain. So guess what I Googled? Millionaires use Google, and I Googled how to run in the rain. I Googled how to do it, and they said, you know what? Running in the rain can decrease adversity, decrease stress, increase focus. I'm like, oh my God, who knew running in the rain could do that many positive things? It was the first thing that came up when I Googled it. So I was like, oh my God, I'm all jacked up. Let's get after it. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing as soon as I get done with the podcast here. Back to the point, don't be like Rocky. You see people in the business world, in the employee world, in the relationship world, making in the finance world, making bad decisions with their money. Don't be like them. You know how we always talk about success leaves clues? Well, failure leaves clues as well. Disappointment leaves clues. Don't be like those other people. You saw them try to do that thing that you want to do, you know it's not the right thing to do, i.e. if it were me and I could go back to 1993, I would have quit my job because like I saw every single guy drinking pots of coffee. Just, they might as well, I mean, the elastic is out of their pants, their waistline's growing so much, their bags under their eyes, and they're only in their mid-30s. I'm like, oh my God, that looks so depressing. But, hey now, they got that house, they got the McMansion in the burbs with that mortgage payment they can't afford, couple of cars, whoop, whoop. What they don't have is freedom. And you know what, they really don't have purpose. Like, if you don't love what you do, you have no purpose. How could you? I would rather make 10% of what I make but have 100% purpose than the other way around. So just make sure you don't end up like Rocky on the road. Just don't do it. Don't do it. That's the story of the dead raccoon today. By the way, you want to know how else? Here it comes. You want to know how else? You can make sure you are not roadkill on that highway to your dream. Get on my calendar. LaunchWithSam.com. LaunchWithSam.com. Book a call with me. I'll call you. We'll start masterminding. Not only will you not become roadkill, you're going to be like Rocky could have been and making it across the street, hopping in that dumpster full of all the goodies. That can full of freedom. purpose, happiness, all that good stuff's waiting for you. If you can just get across the road, I'll help you cross the road. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book your call. I'll call you. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.